You don't look any older to me. Then again, my eyes are completely covered by hair. And to tell you the truth, I can't see sh**.
I don't like that. Yeah.
That's right, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the John Zuh for August 31st, 2024. I thought I was going to say, I was actually finding a whole bunch of songs about September. Then I realized technically it's not September where most of you are, but it is over here. So we'll hold off on that. It's also Father's Day here, and I thought to play a Father's Day song. I might, I'll work in Ivan Hrvatska. I've got to play it at some point, but we won't do it as the opening track because that's not what I queued up. I queued up something kind of random, but it's a good one. I had a good catch up with my folks over the weekend, and so that's sort of why I'm playing this track. It's I think it's one of the last tracks by the Coasters that they recorded. I think it's from 65, but it's called Saturday Night Fish Fry, and my family mentioned they got a bunch of hard-boiled or crabs and crawfish and things like that, and made me kind of nostalgic for some seafood. So just gonna play this here in a little bit. This is a shortened show. I do have a band practice later today, but you know, we don't start till 1, so I've got an hour at least, so we're gonna goof off. I did turn 40 over the weekend, so I don't know how different I will act. Maybe the show will finally get serious, and when we'll talk about hard-hitting political issues that have a daily impact on our lives, or I'll just play fart noises for the next 45 minutes or so. But it is the John Zone here on HKC Radio.
Here on the John Zone, we do every little thing in our power to promote an environment of stimulation and growth.
He said little thing.
Yeah. Ow. Ow. Little thing.
Ow.
Ow.
Ah, forget it.
They go from house to house.
They were rocking. They were rocking in there. You never seen such decadence until the break of dawn. Now some of them chicks go with their pride. Some of them paddle by the side. And over in the corner was a beat up grand.
It played by Big Fatty.
Y'all is listening to the John Zone.
Now, the funny thing is, this is called Anthem of Evil. So I'll have to remember this one for Halloween. As long as it's ooze, we can deal with that. But it's a good way to start off a show, the Anthem of Evil. And there was one instance I forgot to pull up here, because just in case I need to blast something, I need my sound effects up here. So let's make sure this is good to go. There we go. Make sure we get that loud enough. Okay. Excuse me, I just had a big old swig of veggie juice and coffee. It's very disgusting here at the John Zone Studios, which is the laundry room. And you know it's the laundry room based on the washing machine. That's right. Okay, we're probably going to... All right, now ooze and Oz. Ooze we can do, guys. That's fine. But Oz, that's getting... that's a bit too much. You're drawing too much attention to yourself. So I'm afraid we're going to have to go and blast you. I know, you're back to the ooze, but no, it's... It's too... Oh, hold on, I missed it. Let's do it one more time. There we go. All right, now we're good. So, a very pleasant Saturday evening to you all. Hopefully everyone is doing pretty well. But, let me just knock that down a little bit. Just a little bit. All right. Now I can catch up on... Oh, very cool. So, Marion had that version of Happy Birthday. Yeah, I don't know what brought about it. I think it's, I'll have to check with my brother to see how the story goes. But at some point, we came across some sort of a Barking Dogs Jingle Cats track somewhere. And I guess because I just had money to blow, I found the CD. There were two albums, I think they did. One was a Christmas theme one, and then another one was... Let's pull it up. Let's see. So, for those that really want to blow some money, you can go get these. So, let's see. Jingle Cats. There we go. So, there's Meowy Christmas and Rhythm and Muse. And I believe the Happy Birthday one was from that second album. For those that really want to get it. Okay, we got a request from Christy. I think we can honor that. And what I might do, Taryn, I'm going to select that second artist because I don't think I have anything by them. So I can always count on Christy to throw me a curveball, and I appreciate that. And because it is a shorter show, we'll get to that fairly quickly. And what I might do, because it is Father's Day here in Australia, the next track I will play will be, the Ivan Ratzko one, which I play all the time. But, that's all good. And for those that do want to write in, as I always say way too many times, but you never know when someone's tuning in for the first time. So you can write into the show at radio@hkc.social on Mastodon, or you can send me a text message at 1-833-452-4452.
That's 1-833-HKC-4HKC.
So let me get this queued up first. The birthday was fairly quiet, which is... I think a good way to spend it. You don't need to do anything too crazy. But it was one I didn't originally intend to actually go into work on the day, but COVID sort of kept that from happening. So still quiet. I was able to sneak away around 11 o'clock on a Friday as opposed to having to actually be in all day. So that was good. And I think finally this week is going to catch up. So I've had a couple of quiet weeks. But yeah, I think that's all going to change starting this week. So that's all good. It's all easy stuff. It just gets very, very busy. So we will get to that one. And I'm just going to pull this up. And I'm not going to say what Christy has requested, because that would spoil the surprise. But I'm going to get to that. I never did figure out what that... that one Glenn Miller song was that I was trying to find. So I need to... It'll come to me like 4 in the morning in about a month or something like that. But obviously, if there's anything else anyone else wants to hear, we've got some time to throw that in there. And because it's my birthday weekend, I might throw in a couple of tunes that that I like. I actually did mean to put in some things on here. I forgot to grab that. So I'll do this here in a moment. I'm talking out loud, which is, I guess, what you should do if you're talking quietly. Whatever the alternative is, it's not as effective. So it's sort of my one big birthday gift was the one of the Echo Studio speakers. Just because I've got the giant Google Max down here, and I do have the big HomePod in the office. You know, we need the big Amazon speaker as well. So now we've got way too many speakers. I think we have, actually a client of mine has my very first Google Mini because we were trying to get something to work. I need to get that back from him now. So technically speaking, we just have, I've got two Google speakers here. I've got one at work. How many Amazon ones are there? One at work, and then 1, 2, 3, 4 here, and just the one Apple speaker. But it's a very small place, as I mentioned. It's a townhouse that we have here. So I think eventually what will happen is once we have a proper place, all of the speakers can find their own little rooms. And I thought of doing what Josely and Taryn do and have a speaker set up in the bathroom, but maybe at some point. We need to get one of those little kits that you can mount it on the wall or something. It's probably the most effective way to do it. But definitely not putting any of the high-end speakers in the restroom. More for like all the humidity and things like that. So we had to, I guess we need to put it like near the window. But that's the beauty of all these speakers. They're very inexpensive, so they're definitely worth having. And hopefully TuneIn will behave itself and not throw a bunch of random commercials in your direction. I guess you could always get TuneIn Premium, but I want to know. I'd love to see the market share right now for TuneIn Premium, if anyone subscribes to that. I actually checked. Down here, it looks like the NFL can still listen to NFL games on TuneIn Premium in Australia, which is kind of cool. Not going to subscribe to it. But if for no other reason than being able to listen to it after the fact is kind of cool. So, all right. I'm going to get over here. We're going to get to this particular track, and I'll see what I can find. I like racing against the clock to see if I can find something for Christie's request. So to spare myself a couple of moments, let's go and get that one queued up. All right, so bring it to some Ivan Hrvatska and some other things right here on the John Zone on HKC Radio.
You're listening to John Clower here on the John Zone.
Okay, it's the standard grandpa drill. Everybody into the cellar.
Hey, it is me, Ivan Hrvatska. Happy Father's Day. Today is good time and fathers are number one. I sing for you, Tata. Father, teach me to be a man, to be proud and take a stand, to be a fighter and good friend, follow truth till the end. He say be strong for my lover, be smart, work together. When people fall, be a gentleman. Now I make love to my woman and I shake my father's hand on Father's Day. Father's Day. Where would I be without Father's Day? Today is the day that I tell you true. Thank you for making me a man too. I watch and I learn how to work hard and be firm, to be strong and be so kind, to never surrender in tough time. Father, teach me all of this. Now I teach my son to be, so that my son will one day say, I make love to my woman and I shake my father's hand on Father's Day. Father's Day.
another day from Ivan Hrvatska.
And now it's time for another Red Hot Request here on the John Zone.
John, you're on fire!
Put it out! Put it out!
Come along, get ready, wear your brand, brand new gown. Well, there's going to be a meeting in this good, good old town. When you know everybody and they all know you, and you get a rabbit foot to keep away them who do. When you hear that the preaching has begun, bend down low, but drive away your sin. When you get religion, you'll want to shout and sing. There'll be a hard time in old town tonight, my baby. When you hear them bells go ding-a-ling, all down around and sweetly you must sing. When the birds and through and the chorus will all join in, there'll be a hard time in old town tonight.
You're tuned in to John Clower with the John Zone.
Oh, I've wasted my life.
Oh, that's a little busy, isn't it? Well, maybe that quite done a little. Okay, no, it's not going to work. Let's get over to my handy dandy sound effect. Okay, hopefully this will be a little bit more appropriate. But that was some Bessie Smith by request. The archive will reflect that I did that perfectly, but I was about 5 seconds too late. But that was all right. That was a good one. That particular track, There Will Be a Hot Time Tonight, I think it's... Hold on, it's cut off. There we go. There Will Be a Hot Time in the Old Town Tonight. And we're going to have to blast this one as well, because it's mono. No, and you've got word. It's my birthday weekend. Come on, instrumentals, let's cooperate, shall we? Okay, this one should be a bit better. Let's do this, make me a little bit louder. So yes, Bessie Smith is someone else. I've heard the name, but I don't have any of her music, but now I do. So thank you for that, Christy. I'll send you the invoice for the two-disc best of that I just grabbed, but that's good. As I mentioned, I think last week, the problem I ran into with Billie Holiday, I kind of want, you know, if I really want to appreciate someone, I want to get, you know, a good quantity of their music, and Billie Holiday recorded quite a bit, as one might imagine. So it would have cost $130, $140 to get it all, digitally speaking. So I didn't quite do that. But when we get around to September, there's a really interesting song. I'll play it next week, because this is where I'll have to really put myself in check. This is, you know, it's getting on to be the I've got to do math now. What would this be? Hold on, I'm not good at math. Sorry, guys. The 85th anniversary, I think it would be, of World War II beginning. Someone do the math. I'm lazy. I'm actually probably going to bring up some old radio things from that era. But I got on this little tangent yesterday, because on the Mastodon, I'll freely admit I'm still not a big Mastodon person, mainly because there's not a lot of things that I tend to follow. Like there's a few news bots and things on there, but like sports, it's not really on Mastodon. You know, current affairs, you know, like bus and train things, that's not on Mastodon. It's very niche right now. I was looking to see if this World War II tweets account could somehow be reposted. So I think that alone would get me on Mastodon a bit more. And I think it's just, I forget what the actual name of the account was now, but it was, it's really interesting, the stuff that they include, and it's an automated thing. It's been running for years now, because I remember looking at this account back in like 2010, 2011, and it goes on like a 7-year cycle, but it goes from 1939 through 1940, I mean, certainly through 45, of course. And it's just really interesting. It's all these sort of day-to-day things of what happened on this day. And it's updated like every couple of hours, so there's a lot on there. I used to spend an hour or so a week just kind of going through the week's posts. And it's cool because it's not just all the dry stuff. You know, troop movements were in this direction. It'd be all these little accounts of everyday life, which really drove home the point that the world was in a very, very dangerous, undergoing a very dangerous period. So I thought that was very cool. But thank you, Paul and Christy, for the birthday well wishes. I can't talk. I appreciate that. As I said, it was fairly quiet. I think when my folks come next month, we'll be doing something, because it's also their 50th anniversary this year. And in catching up with my sister, I realized that it's their 20th. And my sister turns 50, of course, because my parents' 50th. and brother-in-law turns 60 in, I think, tomorrow, actually. Tomorrow, Tuesday. So
we're all getting older. And about 5 years, we're all going to start talking like this and say, hey, get off my lawn. I don't like that.
And apparently they're having some cat issues. So what we might do for the next track, because Marion caught the Jingle Cats reference, I might go play the track that we played. So I think what happened was, back in the days of things like Napster, and I think WinMX was sort of the one I used after Napster fell down, we found a track that was a Barking Dogs tune, and we like to play it for our uncle's dog. Somewhere Steven has the recording, and I forgot exactly what we did, but it was, we set up the microphones like in the kitchen or in the living room where the dog was, and then Steven would let me know, all right, it's ready, and then I would just play this Barking Dogs track really, really loud and anger the dog, which is funny because I think the dog was a, what's the brand? That's right, dogs are brands now. I can't think of the breed now, but a very smart dog. Not in that case, though, which is weird because the dog we have is not very smart, but he doesn't bark at pre-recordings of animals, doesn't even faze him. The only time I ever got him to react was in it was a recording of himself. So one day I'll sit down and record that. Maybe the next time I have COVID and I need to pass an hour or so, I'll set that up. Because that was kind of fun to do. So apparently the cat's not going outside, and so we're going to dedicate this track, next track, to the cat. because why not? And what I might do after that, I'm going to indulge it his birthday. So I think what I'll do is I'll just play some random tune that I like, because I can. So let's go over here. Let's see if I can find which one it was. If not that, I'll just play something at random. Okay, I think that's what it was. Okay. So, let's go over here. Where was it? Okay, I didn't realize there were that many. It's a lot. Okay, so actually the track that I had played, or we played at the dog, was a Christmas tune. So I'm not going to do that. Let's pick a different one. Let's go to... Here we go. Here's one I like. And admittedly, 20 Christmas songs. That's too many for that. Well, if you're going to blow some money, you might as well, I guess, do it right. So I'm going to play my favorite Jingle Cats recording, and it does have dogs and cats, but we'll see if this upsets the animals. So if you have animals, bring them close to the radio. This particular tune is for them. And if there's something else you want to send my way or suggest that I play, that rhymed, I'm so proud of me, you can let me know that as well. At radio@hkc.social for the Mastodon, or 1-833-452-4452. We're already halfway through the show. Jeez. I think we'll be on next week for 2 hours, and maybe I'll even make it a longer show because I can. But in the meantime, some random stuff right here on the John Zone.
What a fine evening for an outdoor dinner party.
There's not a cloud in the sky.
Would you like me to pour you some more coffee, sir?
Oh, that'd be great, thank you. That's some good coffee.
Yes, I do agree. It is quite delectable.
Oh, no,
oh,
it's
dear,
raining.
It's starting to rain.
I'm gonna get rain all in my coffee cup.
Weather conditions can change at a moment's notice. But because of the magic of internet radio, you don't have to worry about that, because you're inside. Internet radio. It's like that warm, fuzzy blanket you just can't get enough of.
I didn't know that this was coming.
Sunny and non-rainy before.
Thank you. Okay, Google, play something I can listen to while scrubbing the toilet.
Streaming HKC Radio from TuneIn.
Set me free. Now I can breathe, I can see, I can touch, I can feel, I can taste all the sugar sweetness in your kiss. You gave me all the things I've ever missed. I never felt like this. I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive. I used to think that I was living. Thing about living until you came along. Now I can breathe, I can see, I can touch, I can feel, I can taste all the sugar sweetness in your kiss. You gave me all the things I've ever. I can breathe, I can see, I can touch, I can feel, I can taste all the sugar sweetness in your kiss. You gave me all the love I ever missed. I never felt like this. I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive.
That's right. We do endorse being alive. And in honor of me, here's a relevant word of advice from Red Green right here on the John Zone.
I want to talk to you older guys who may notice the signs of aging when you go by the bathroom mirror. Or maybe when your loved one says, boy, you've really let yourself go, haven't you? That's when you tell yourself, boy, I got to start eating right and I got to start exercising. You know it's going to be rough. But I guarantee you, you get onto a healthy diet and a vigorous exercise program, and by the end of 3 days, a week at the most, you'll realize that it's not worth it. But that's okay. See, your body is your home, and if your home suits you, why renovate? So what if the foundation is settling? Or maybe the roof is sagging? Okay, the wiring blows a fuse every now and then. Huh? All right, maybe your pipes are clogged up, but as long as you still get a trickle, that's all you really need. You're not a broken-down hovel. Why, you're a charming home with character and history. Oh, your wife may not love the creaks and groans every time the wind shifts. But you know, as long as she can still light a fire and curl up in the warmth, she'll be fine. Yeah, yeah, she may drool over those new dream homes she sees in the magazines, but I bet she'll never move from that cozy little bungalow she married. Remember, I'm pulling for you. We're all in this together.
Later at the Hall of Justice.
That's right, everyone. Welcome back, and I just saw a message come in from Taryn. Let me quickly get to that real quick. Oh, and apparently, so this word of advice comes a day after one of Taryn's students had a topic, do you dread getting older? I think it, I would imagine it's more where you're getting older. You know, if you're in a, something like what I dread is getting old where there's nothing to do. It's one thing I've noticed. And maybe it's the case in the States as well, but like senior groups are really, really big down here. Like there's lodges and there's clubs and there's this thing called Probus, which is a lot like the Rotary Club, I guess, where former professionals in a certain geographic area, they have a club thing. And then they have RSLs, which is for, it's to honor, you know, the different servicemen. So there's a lot of different things here. So I personally don't really dread getting older, because you're as old as you feel, as they say. And I'm 40 and will never act, I think by the time I'm 80, I might act 40. But just, you know, life's too short. So let's just goof off and have fun with it. So I think I probably played that word of advice a bit too much, and I need to get some more in there. I know some people are probably sick of those, but it's my show, so I'll keep doing it. But before that, we had the Hollies, and one of my favorite tracks of theirs, I'm Alive, which is, I think, was the actual title track from that particular album. And then before that, we had Jingle Cats and Secret Agent Man from the Rhythm and Muse album. I'm not sure when that was exactly, but apparently right before I played it, the cat mooned the speaker and then left. So maybe the message got across without us having to play the track, but it was still a good one to play. So, and I didn't realize this. Christy probably did, that Bessie Smith died fairly young. I'm kind of just reading up on her now a little bit. She's in a pretty big car crash in 37, I think it was. So I'll go read up on that a bit more. Let me just see if there's a... Let me just see if that was it. Did she pass away in 1937? Yep. Actually, September of 1937. So maybe we'll do a Bessie Smith tribute here at the end of the month. It looks like it was September 26th. So, yeah, I'll take a listen to that, because very, very passionate singer there. So, thank you, Christy, for that suggestion. And we've got about 20 minutes. It's really quick. But, you know, I figure even if it's a shorter show, best to do a little something than absolutely nothing. I guess I if I'm going to be a good bassist and prepare for rehearsals, I probably should actually spend this hour rehearsing, but that's not as much fun. And I figure if we don't, we've been playing together in this configuration for about 5 years, so really, if we don't have the song down now, we're not going to have it down, so why rehearse it all? No, it's good. So that was a weird, really funny thing about the whole COVID thing. I thought that that was just a consequence of singing, but apparently not. So I'm not sure if buying furniture gets you COVID or if singing gives you COVID, but that was the case with myself. But at any rate, at the end of the month, and it's hard to believe we're into the month of September already, so hopefully where all of you are, it's at least cooling down a little bit. And I'm not sure what those are exactly, Josely. Needy's pets, are those, and I'm just pronouncing it the way that the screen reader just said it, so I'm sure it's not pronounced that way, but is that like the Gigapet thing? It's a bit ironic because our my father-in-law just the other day was saying that he wanted to get a parrot or some sort of a pet, and that's sort of the joke that my wife and I have. Like, we need to see if they still sell those Digipet things. Get him one of those. His place isn't very big, so it's one of those, it's kind of like, you know, Steve Smith / Red Green talking about, you know, being healthier, you know, exercising every day, going for a run, and then after a week, realizing it's not worth it. Same kind of thing with the pet sometimes, you know, you think you want one, and then for those that have never had one, you have the upkeep, and that can obviously take a lot of time. So, and it's sort of what we're enduring with ours now with his accidents. Well, we've got a good regiment going. It's unfortunate I can't see them, so of course I don't know that they're there until I step in them, and then that just makes it worse. So you know, I thought of, I'm sure some of you have these, those little robo-vacuum type things. We kind of wonder, do we get one of those and just have it going all the time? But then is that going to freak the dog out too? So for those that have tried those, I'm curious how animals have responded to them. Is it, you know, like anything, they just get used to it, or do they attack it? I don't know what the standard is for that. So, and I'll give people, this is really random, but it's an assignment, and maybe whoever can get this for me, I'll give you, you can give like 3 free requests or something like that. But 3 months ago, I was listening to radio coverage of a baseball game, and there was apparently these are all over the place now, but of course I'm not in the States, so I don't hear them anymore. But there's a Snoop Dogg Corona commercial. And so I thought, oh, well, that's easy enough. I'll just go Google Snoop Dogg Corona commercial, and there's like 5 million of them. This particular one, it was the radio version, not the TV version, but it was him. It was like sounds of beer bottles and opening beer cans to a beat. I don't know if he actually rapped over it, but it was, I only heard it once. It was hilarious. And I can't find it. And I really wish that companies would like sell digital copies of their advertisements, because there's so many good ones. At least in Dallas, we had a couple, like there was a Mitsubishi. I don't know if it was Mitsubishi, just the whole company, or if it was one dealership, but it was this really angry, gruff voice guy that was just very dry, sarcastic, and it was hilarious. So I have no recording of it whatsoever. No one remembers them. And then, you know, you have the other, the Bud Light commercials that everyone remembers, with the Real American Heroes thing. You know, that was good.
Hey, just don't make them like that anymore. I don't know.
Everything's gone digital. I'm just a grumpy old man. Oh, that's cool. Okay, so it's like the Tamagotchi pets, but they have no screen. Okay, that is neat. That's one thing I've noticed, is that a lot of companies, they're realizing that us people in our 30s and 40s with a little bit of disposable income, you know, we will buy toys that we grew up with. The nostalgia factor is very, very real. And I was trying to find, it was, I missed the original sort of component of the conversation, but I think the thread was about, I don't know if it was Casey Kasem or whoever it was, but top 40 countdowns, and my brother had mentioned the fact that he listened to the top 40 countdowns like in the late 80s, and it reminded me of those days, because I remember we would, of course, you know, when you're young and stupid, you get up really early, and now I'm middle-aged and stupid, and I get up really early, but it's by choice. Anyways, we would wake up at like 5 in the morning on a Sunday, and we would play with my brother had a Speak and Spell, and I had a Math and Speak, but it wasn't the first generation ones, it was a later incarnation, and I cannot find clips, I can't find anything about them online, because all that you can find are the originals from like the late 70s, early 80s, and that's it. I think we had an original Speak and Spell, and then, oh, Steven broke it, or caught on fire, or something. It was cool. Stuff blew up back then, you know, toys, they're too safe. Makes things more interesting. Oh. So. And I can't remember if I ever... Someone can just say yes or no in a message. If I ever played that Sesame Street bit that I was trying to find about 3 weeks ago. Because I've got it. But I can't remember if I played it or not. In honor of Tropical Storm Ernesto, which has been gone for about a month or something now. So let me know if I missed it, if I didn't play it. I can't remember if I did or if I didn't. I should do that. I guess my memory's starting to go. Maybe that's what it is. So tell you what we'll do. We've got about 15 minutes left, so we're going to play another track or two. Just going to find something at random here, because I could do that sort of thing. Let's go to... And I do apologize to my fellow members of staff, I'm skipping over playing other promotions because it is a shorter show, so that might be the new rule. If it's 1 hour, I don't do other station promos. If it's over an hour, then I do. That might be the good way to go. So we'll do this one. And yeah, let's just pick something at random. And I think what we'll do... Okay. Oh, let's see. There we go. Oh, okay. We got a lot of mice, apparently. Apparently 12 or 13 have died just that week alone. We have way too many mice. All right. I'm just going to pick something at random here. We'll do... Actually, I'm really going to go off script here. And this is one... Actually, this will work because I played something by the Hollies with the same title. And this is, I think the reason why I ended up really liking this music was I was so drained all the time, and it was a way to kind of get me awake. So, and in the days when I would do the marathon broadcast, I kind of went to this this group a couple of times, like, oh, I'm falling asleep. I need something to wake up. So we're going to get to a track by Da Buzz, which they don't make music like this either. Maybe that's a good thing, but I'm all for just mindless, sugary, high-tempo music. Songs with no substance whatsoever. And I guess they have that, of course, but they're not as energetic as this. So a little Euro dance, why not? So see if this one will scare the animals. Next here on the John Zone on HKC Radio.
Say, whatever happened to the great DJs? Johnny, where are you now? Oh, Johnny, I remember how you used to talk to me. Come back, Johnny. Oh, Johnny, please. I need you so. Look what they've done to the airwaves. Oh, oh.
You're tuned in to the John Zone. Here on HKC Radio.
I'm
Alexa, play something I can listen to while scrubbing the toilet.
HKC Radio from TuneIn.
Just in case.
Sometimes I imagine that I would like to be a knight in shining armor in a castle by the sea. A knight in shining armor with a princess by my side. I'd have a magic feather and a horse that I could ride. And the king would say,
Sir Ernie, you're so handsome and so brave. Please rid us of this dragon breathing fire in his cave.
And I'd get on my horse and I'd start to ride. I'd travel my way through the countryside. I'd come at last to the dragon's cave and I'd yell, Mr. Dragon, you'd better behave. And the dragon would be so scared of me that he'd run away. And the kingdom would be free. And I'd dip my hat. Imagine that. Imagine that. Imagine that. Sometimes I imagine that I would like to be a daring, bold explorer sailing far across the sea. I'd set out on a sailing ship to find a distant land. I'd gaze across the ocean with my telescope in hand. And the captain would say,
Ernie, there's a big storm drawing near. You're our finest, bravest sailor. You must grab the wheel and steer.
And I'd grab the wheel in the wind and rain. I'd steer the ship through the hurricane. I'd guide the ship with a steady hand. I'd lead the way toward a brand new land. I'd spy the land lying safe and near. And I'd try land ho! And the crew would cheer. And I'd tip my hat. Imagine that. Imagine that.
Yep.
Sometimes I imagine that I would like to be a person whose name Ernie, who looks quite a lot like me, who likes the things that I like and who does the things I do. And I don't have to imagine, cause I'm Ernie, me, that's who. And I tip my hat. Imagine that. Imagine that. Imagine that.
Hey!
Mortar, make a note of that.
I can't hear you. I'm breaking up.
Quit it. You're doing that with your mouth.
What was that? Can't hear you.
Yeah, that's right. Fuzzy interrupted Moltar. We can't have that. Yeah, unfortunately, we've got to wrap up the show. And that was Jim Henson and Imagine That. And I don't know why. I need to, maybe it's on some sort of an album, but I haven't found it. That was one of my favorite bits. But the whole reason why I play that was the Ernie character, and he was in a hurricane, and there's a Hurricane Ernie about a month ago. I spent way too much time trying to find that. And before that, we had Da Buzz and Alive from the More Than Alive album. I think it was from 2006-ish with Annika Thornquist, I believe was the name of the singer. Very energetic. I do like that. It's good stuff. So again, apologies for this being a shorter show. I'm just getting warmed up, but unfortunately stuff has to take precedent, at least for a little while longer. We will be on next week at the very least for an hour, hopefully two. It'll kind of depend how this week goes, if we need to start rehearsing every week or every 2 weeks. That's the plan is to skip a week, so hopefully we can do that. And apparently, Josely and Taryn caught two mice in one trap. That must have been some very interesting last moments for them. And I didn't realize you all kept a spreadsheet of dates and times and genders and when the mice went through the... That's unusual. That's all I'll say about that. But I do appreciate everyone for tuning in tonight. Hopefully you all stay safe. Have a good week. If you do want to get in touch with me off the air, you can at reverendbigdog@mastodon.cloud. I am still on Twitter and everything else under the Reverend Big Dog name. And with luck, we'll be back same time, same station. And until next time, this is John saying goodbye.
Ninja, vanish!
Oh, great! Terrific! Wonderful! Bummer!